Well, it looks like the summer is already here.
Already here? No, finally arrived.
And maybe
for a couple of days.
Well, I don't know. It's hot at the moment. Lovely sunny afternoon. I hope it is where you are.
And we've had a very, very busy morning. You got up. I made you get up early.
Yes.
By 10:30.
I was up by 9.
And we went to the garden centre.
Yeah.
You bought an Acer.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realised you'd forgotten your wallet.
Yeah, I keep doing that.
You do keep doing that a lot recently.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, babe. I don't know why I do.
I don't know. I can't imagine. Could it be because then I end up buying things?
Oh, it could be. I've just watched a little squirrel out there.
Oh, gosh.
Outside.
Right, wildlife. So we haven't got much medical stuff to report this week, have we?
No. Oh, we ought to introduce the programme Tales of the Whales about our journey through and around the for a lot of people, very devastating, for everybody, devastating fact that you are told that you have cancer. I had cancer 24 years ago, first of all, so I've had time to get used to it. I'm not being blasé. It's come back again, and, you know, you have to deal with it. My cancer's terminal, it's spread everywhere. I'm on chemotherapy, and if this rings bells with you, this is the reason why we do this, although some weeks you don't have a lot to talk about. I have got a few things, though, to talk about. But the other thing is that it's also to do with the person who is really in the worst position, the person who looks after you.
Which is me.
Which is you.
But I don't think that's the worst position to be in, but sometimes it can be difficult for people looking after people.
Stressful.
So
very stressful for you, isn't it?
Yeah, so we like to sort of reach out and help. Offer some advice, hopefully, to people in that position as well.
Well, I don't know. We can offer any advice. Well, you probably can more than me.
And like where you can find support and help and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, I have kidney cancer.
Hey, no, we need to say, first of all, welcome to edition 4024 of Tales of the Whales.
It's not 4,000, it's 77.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Honestly. before I start to get sidetracked, or is it me? Or is it you who get sidetracked? My voice is going a bit.
I think possibly you, but sometimes
yeah,
me.
Possibly, yeah.
I think I'm probably guilty of it too.
Mm. Nice cup of coffee. I'll talk about that later. So the fact is that I have cancer, and I was told, 4 years ago, I probably didn't have more than 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never know. And it's nothing to do with those guys. I'm being looked after by an amazing man, NHS clinician, head of oncology, brilliant bloke. And he's taken it really relaxed. And when I thought I didn't have long to go, he said, well, we'll see what we can do. And I've been on a number of chemos and a number of treatments. Some have worked a bit, some haven't.
Yeah, he's super magic.
Yeah. But the one I'm on at the moment, I had to come off, as I said a couple of weeks ago, because the side effects, absolutely horrendous.
It was, wasn't it? It was just too much.
Mm. You know, it couldn't go on. I mean, I couldn't talk, I couldn't taste, I couldn't walk. And people say, well, how did you manage to get and do your TV program? Well, it's really strange, but some things will actually, you know, keep doing what you can do.
But I think if you'd stayed on that, you wouldn't have been able to do it the next week.
No.
It was really dragging you down. The last one that you did say, I don't know if I can go.
Yeah.
You sort of dragged yourself there. Once you get there, your Dr. Theatre adrenaline kicks in.
Yes. Yeah. But they've now reduced the dose and I've gone back on it. I'm beginning to get the little twinges of side effects.
But a lot less majorly than you were before.
Yeah.
So where you were on 60 milligrams 2 days on, 1 day off, it's now 40 every day.
Yeah.
But they said that most people can tolerate this much more easily.
Mm. Well, I felt when we were talking last about it, and I said, yeah, didn't think you'd probably be on it this long.
No, you know, you did amazingly well to stay on it as long as you did. Gave the cancer a good hammering, but now it's time to give your body a little bit of a rest. I mean, it's still working and in the background there. So we've got a scan on the 15th.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it is still working. And how well?
And if it isn't.
Hopefully very well. No, I'm sure it will be.
But we'll see. I mean, last time it worked amazingly.
Really well. Yeah.
So we'll see. It can't be like that every time. But who knows? Anyway, so that's where we are. And wherever you are, the thing that makes it really, really difficult for people if you decide to shut yourself away and pretend you haven't got it It might help some people. But
I think the other thing is we always say, like, try and make the most of every day and go and have a bit of lunch when you go to the hospital and everything. But when you get to the stage where you're feeling like you were, that wasn't possible.
I didn't want to do anything.
There's no point going for a meal if your mouth hurts and you can't taste anything.
Yeah.
And you can't even walk to get to the restaurant. So if you're
can't
in that
situation.
No, it is very miserable when you just get to that point where you can't actually do anything. So that's when you need to get back in touch with the doctor and see what they can do to just alleviate things. Because there's so many things they have up their sleeve in terms of things they can give you to counteract symptoms, changing doses on things. So,
I'm on a self-medicated chemo, which a lot of people are on now. It means you take a tablet every day rather than sit in a hospital with a drip in you. And then I've got about 15 or 16 other tablets to counterfeit some of the...
Counterfeit.
Anyway, I've got this really nice cup of coffee. I was just changing the subject completely. Because I've got this machine. We've got this machine that makes cappuccino. I love cappuccino.
A bean-to-cup machine?
Yep. And... it really is nice coffee. It's like going out. So I don't need to go out, you see, make my own. But it occurred to me the other day that heating the milk up as you have to, it kind of doubles in size. I put milk in the jug to froth up a bit. And I'm not talking about the froth on top, but the actual milk seems to get more when you've heated it up. It's ridiculous.
Honey, no, the milk doesn't. It's just the froth. It just gets full of air because you're frothing it.
Well, it always seems, because I thought the froth would just sit on the top and not spill over the edges. I'm making a bit of a mountain out of a molehill that doesn't need to be a mountain.
Yeah, I don't really know why you're so fascinated by this, because it just shows that you don't have much to think about if you're thinking about that in such in-depth detail.
Well, I'm thinking about a lot of other things, but I don't think you'd like me to talk about them on here.
Right, okay. Don't then.
You know, I could always bring up the ridiculous opening ceremony of the Olympics.
That's not to do with cancer journeys, though, is it?
No. I'll talk about that on my TV show, on my radio show. Yeah. Anyway, so moving on, the weather is going to be nice for the beginning of this week. This weekend, we're recording this on Saturday.
I only really care about the weekends. Because I have to be at work during the week.
What about those of us who've got time on our hands during the week?
That's true. I like it to be, I don't mind if it rains between 9 and 5, as long as it gets sunny at 5 past 5.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, I'm looking out on our lawn and it's a sea of yellow.
You must stop weeing out there.
Stop it. It's dandelions.
No, they're buttercups.
Oh, are they buttercups?
Mm.
I thought they were dandelions.
Oh, I thought they were buttercups.
They're yellow.
Okay, you just chat for a minute. I'm going to get one and check.
Okay. Lady W is just popping out to pick one of these yellow flowers. Cutting the grass is a major job. I'm sure you all feel the same with the weather we've had. It just grows and grows.
No, you're right. They're dandelions.
Are they dandelions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you eat dandelions?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you could make something out of dandelion tea or...
I'm not sure I fancy that particularly.
No, forget that at home in case I made a real boo-boo.
So, because I'm so blind without my glasses on, I had to go right up close to one to see.
But why? The grass is not, I mean, it needs cutting, obviously needs cutting. But they've shot
up. I'll do that in a minute. Stop hinting.
But they're what, 7-8 inches tall?
Yes, but the grass is short. It's just there's a lot of long, spindly dandelions.
You see, that's what happens. You see these ads now for lawn protection and...
But the pollinators are probably enjoying them.
I don't want to get rid of them. I like them.
I'll mow the lawn tomorrow afternoon so they have an extra couple of days of dandelion fun.
But why not leave that patch there untouched, like a little field?
A little meadow area.
Yeah. You didn't like it when I did it up there, did you?
No, it just looks like a mess to me. I like a tidy garden. But it's okay. I'll leave you a little patch.
Oh, okay. But they are pretty. They do. Last night I was concerned because they all disappeared.
Yeah, they go to bed. They go to bed at about 4 o'clock and then pop up again in the morning.
All right. A lot of bees out there. So anyway, the fact is that we've not had an awful lot to do with cancer in the last week. Well, we have. I mean, every day you have a little bit. But a couple of days this week, my energy level suddenly burst back. It was a bit worrying for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, because you get a little bit overexcited.
Well, yeah.
You were a bit hyper.
Yeah.
It's like, but it was only for a couple of days, and then it started to, the chemo started to kick in again, and then you went back to normal, thank goodness.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the problem.
It's almost like when you're on the dexamethasone, on the steroids, when you were when you go a bit manic, and you were sort of like skipping around everywhere because you're so excited that you can.
I mean, there was, you know, if you are newly, the worst bit is being newly diagnosed with cancer. That is.
It's
frightening and worrying. And
I think from a caring person's point of view, I found it quite difficult, the change, because, you know, the week before it was like you couldn't do anything and you were like, I don't want to be here anymore, crying, depressed, all understandable stuff. And then like 2 days later, you're leaping up and down and full of the joys of spring, and it sort of does your head in a bit, just like, oh, where are we now?
Sorry, honey, I'm trying to be normal. It's difficult. I don't think I've ever been.
I don't think normal. That's where you're going wrong, trying to be normal.
Yeah.
Just be normal. Just be yourself. Don't try and do anything. And then, because that's what it felt like. I felt you were completely putting on an act with that fake exuberance
energy
thing. Yeah. And it's like, oh, how do I deal with this one?
Well, I was trying to sort of get back to, I mean, one of the things, if you, cancer, however it is, can just sap your energy by, I presume, by having, I don't know how many tumours, I talk about this all the time, about 17 tumours.
I don't know.
Something like
I don't know the number, but yes, the cancer can, and also the chemo can as well.
Yeah.
So you've got combined double whammy.
But when I came off the chemo, towards the end of that time I was off, it had been out of my system, I felt much, much better. Much better. I don't feel as bad as I have felt now. I'm hoping.
You felt all right before you went on the chemo.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm hoping that it's going to stay like this. The problem is it builds up, doesn't it?
Can be a bit cumulative, the effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the whole fact is that you have to face it because there are so many things that happen to us in our lives. I mean, a really good friend of mine's wife is in a home now because she's got Alzheimer's. I mean, absolutely devastating and so sad. There are things that will affect all of us. Someone's just go through life, go to bed one night and die. But for most of us, there'd be some sort of traumatic situation, which you just have to take as part of life, don't you, really?
Mm.
I mean, if you wanted to get depressed, we started the year with three dogs. Come up, you. Daisy's wanting to get in on the act again. And now we have one dog left and she's been diagnosed with cancer.
But she had a nice time last night. She had a friend over for a sleepover. We were looking after my sister dog. We were doing Cammy's actually dog sitting, but I kidnapped her for a night. And she's a working cocker, 10-month-old, very lively little puppy.
Yeah.
And so, and Daisy really enjoyed having her for most of the time, didn't you? She was maybe a tiny bit too energetic.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But
too energetic for me. And you.
No, she's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. But I did have to disentangle her from a rose bush this morning. I don't know how she managed to get her ears stuck in there.
Well, didn't you tell me you were doing some gardening this morning and you'd planted something and she came and pulled it up?
Yeah, I turned around and she dug it up and then she ran off with my gloves. I was like, oh, I've forgotten what it's like to have a puppy around.
Mm.
But in an adorable way, not in an annoying way.
Yeah. But I think, you know.
And then she got me up because it was time to get up at 5:30.
Good. Well, there we are. That's a puppy for you. I think if we ever get another dog, it'll have to be, well, they're always rescue dogs we get.
An old one.
An old one.
Because we haven't got the energy for a puppy.
A Daisy, yes. I mean, although Daisy's been diagnosed with cancer, she looks fine. She's eating and there's no lock can be done. You just have to go with the flow.
No, she's fine at the moment, isn't she? She had a little play with Phoebe. They had a little run around the garden together, which is lovely to see.
Mm. She's now sitting thinking, I really need something to eat because Phoebe's gone back. So why do we give our dogs such strange names? Daisy, Lulu, Phoebe.
They're people's names, aren't
they? Yeah. Well, they're a bit like people, aren't they?
I know. When I was younger, you used to call your dogs things like Smokey.
Yeah.
Obviously, Blackie's not an option anymore, but Snowy.
That's my first dog was Blackie.
Yeah, I don't think that would be really allowable anymore. But like you have Snowy or Smokey, but now it's just like Derek.
I did have a lovely long-haired German Shepherd once many years ago called George.
Well, so you started the trend. But I think it's quite sweet to give them people's names. Mm. We've got a friend with a dog called Dave. And there's Dusty and Eric. So they're all like people's names.
This could be called the Wales Dog Podcast, couldn't it?
Oh, God, I'd like it to be a dog podcast. I'd much rather do a dog podcast than a cancer podcast.
No, but cancer, well, it's about everything. It's about how cancer is part of your life, in a way, because it is. It's a disease some people can get cured of. You know, there are huge leap forwards in the medical treatment now in cancer.
Yeah, I saw one of my clients and his girlfriend was diagnosed with a terminal case of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they tried all the normal immunotherapies and it didn't work at all. So they put her on a trial and it's completely gone. She's just got to go and have a checkup every year for the next 15 years. But it has, the trial drug got rid of it.
Brilliant.
When nothing else did. So there's always hope out there.
Yeah. And if, you know, what you have to do over the age of 40, I would say, is you have to keep a check on your body. Because it doesn't, I keep saying this, but cancer doesn't really hurt until it's too late. And so if you get a lump or you've got a feeling of discomfort or whatever it is.
Or a cough that won't go away.
Go and see the doctor.
Absolutely.
Well, on that cheery note, I think it's time for us to put our bikinis on.
And I was thinking of pretending we were on holiday and I was going to make you a croque monsieur and get you a cold beer.
Do you know, I think that's exactly what I'd like.
And you go and slip your bikini on then.
I'm going to do that. You put yours on. And we'll talk next week.
I'll get that leather one out. Okay, then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a good idea.